Today we're going to have fun. We're going to be looking at your desire, all of our desires really, for extra cash. I know this seems silly, but I want us to have a good time with this, and I have a feeling there's going to be some deeper lessons embedded in this topic. Extra cash, money jingling in your pocket, the ability to say, oh, I can spend this on something. Wouldn't that be nice? Extra cash means more than just having a wad full of bills. It means all my other bills are taken care of. It means I am safe, right? There's depth. There is depth to this idea. So come explore with me in this episode as we wave our magic manifesting wands and we make some extra cash. Flow
dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Extra cash? What does that mean? What a silly concept, Summer. You talk about all these deep things with manifesting, and today we're just going to do extra cash? Yes. I want something light and easy and fun. I want us to do something where we can have a quick hit of dopamine, meaning we do something and either it is easy in our flow, already there, we just swing open our doors wide and invite it in, or if it's not yet there, what we say is, I'm making myself be at this level. I am feeling what it's like to have all that I need. And then, hey, life, bring me what matches that. Bring me what fits me. Either way, it's a win, 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 win. So if it's as simple as someone calling you up and saying, hey, I've got this weekend gig and I need a friend to do it with me. You know, they pay $500. Do you want to do it? Like, sure, why not? You know, yeah. Or it might be along the lines of, hey, there's this new job opportunity. It just opened up. I think you should apply. Bingo. Extra cash can be having something paid for you, right? Someone else stepping in. It could be a million different ways that extra cash could show itself. But the deeper underlying thing that we're getting at is, how do you shift yourself to match something that you want? And I picked extra cash because honestly, who's going to say no to that? Are you guys ready? Let's jump in. So you know that I approach everything from this perspective of flow and flow dreaming. I say this every show because I presume there are always going to be a few new people and they're going to say, what is this about? What is flow dreaming? What? I have no idea what this woman is saying. So I'm not going to explain flow dreaming because I have a lot of shows that do that. Refer back to episode 650 if you're new to flow dreaming. It's called Listen to This if you're new to flow dreaming. But basically what we're going to be doing is talking about who we are as really powerful beings. Powerful outside of all of our external circumstances. This power is in you. No one can take it away from you. You actualize it through all the things that you do and experience in your life, the way that you show up. And we all have our own set of burdens and holdbacks that we encounter in the way that we show up. That's part of the game that we're in. How do I encounter my particular set? And these are often things that, frankly, spur us to grow. Spur us to become bigger than what we currently are. And that's what we want. Hey, if you guys hear this, my kitty is purring right next to me. Come on, Rhoda. Why, you want to purr? Here she is. I record in my home office, and I have a lot of cats. I am a crazy old cat lady, or I'm becoming a crazy old cat lady. Proud to say. Okay, so we're going to play with this idea of having extra, having more than we need, having something fun pop into our lives that is unexpected, that we didn't particularly make or plan for or have any hardship around. It was just there. When I think about extra cash from a purely materialistic level, and by the way, I everything in my world is spiritual. So to be able to be saying it's purely materialistic is kind of misleading. Everything we do comes from our deep self. Everything we do comes from the choices we as walking souls living in our bodies choose to do. And that can be something that's materialistic. It can be something that's relationship oriented. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're only given so many options. Pick one, any of them. None are better or worse than the others. I mean, as long as they're good things. Don't create suffering. I draw the line right there. But the idea is, what happens when we make something that wasn't a hardship to get, that just is there for us? What does that feel like? If we accept it, if we let it in, if we throw open the doors. Extra cash for me, I'm gonna start with the feelings that I bring into myself when I think about extra cash. The first thing that I feel energetically, emotionally, is a sense that, oh, I just received a windfall. I just received something that is amazing, that I can do so much with, right? It's like an uprising. It's like a geyser of excitement, of joy, of surprise. And what this says is, I'm receiving. I've allowed this in. I didn't make it. I didn't try for it. It's just here. It's here for me. It came running toward me and I caught it. That's the first feeling. It's joyful. It's receptive. The next feeling, and I guess that was a group of feelings. So the next group of feelings is this extra cash. It helps me solve something. It gives me capacity. It gives me ability, the ability to pay for something, the ability to help someone else. It gives me this greater pool from which to draw. Oh, that feels so good. My resources have expanded. Oh, I love that feeling. How about another group of feelings? Extra cash. Oh, I'm lucky. I'm lucky. The universe must love me. God must love me. Maybe I did something that this is the payment. It's like a boomerang. It came back when I wasn't expecting it. I'm very lucky. I'm very cared for. I'm looked after. Good things do happen randomly. And I just proved it. I just received it. I just had one of those happen to me. I believe that. You see, these are three different groupings of feelings that I could apply to the simple thing of saying, I need some extra cash, please. And really, honestly, those groupings of feelings are almost better than the extra cash itself. Almost. I know the cash counts for a lot. What happens now if you go in and you flow dream for this? If you close your eyes, and maybe we'll do this in a little bit, okay? Get ready. But I'm going to talk a little bit more first. What happens if you go in and you flow for this? I have some windfall come in. I have something come in that just lights me up, unexpectedly delightful, a positive gift from the universe. I mean, God, that gives us so many more good feelings. Not only do I have extra cash now, but I feel loved by the universe. I feel seen by the universe. I feel supported by God or source. I feel like the money that's coming to me is I know that I will be a good steward with it. I will do good things with it. So I feel proud of my ability. I feel expanded capacity in my life. I have more resources now. I get all of this. All of this. So extra cash may be coming my way. Maybe not, though. Oh, no. Do I dare say that in a show about manifesting? Yes, I do. Some of you are going to do this, and you're not going to see extra cash this week. You know what you might see, though? Extra capacity. An unexpected, delightful surprise. Something being taken care of for you that would have otherwise been costly or difficult. Think about if extra cash was transformed into any of 100 different forms. Could be anything. Could be someone stepping in and saying, don't take your dog to the kennel. I'll watch him for free for a couple days. Cha-ching. Right? It could be someone saying, oh, I'm sorry. The class isn't closed after all. Yes, we can get you in. Cha-ching. Delightful, unexpected, bountiful, increased capacity, more in your life. To draw from. No hardship, all gift, all beauty. 100 different things could happen for you. Here is the key. You are going to make yourself feel like extra cash right now. I know, that's funny, huh? You're going to make yourself feel like extra cash. What does extra cash feel like? Well, we all know the smell of money. Put those greenbacks up to your nose and sniff. I don't mean it quite so literally, but you could do that if you wanted to, I suppose. I want you to feel extra cash. I have a beautiful gift coming to me. It's already come to me. I have great capacity, extra. I have suddenly something has been solved for me that would have otherwise been expensive or difficult or time consuming. Oh, I can feel all of that. I'm going to feel that right now. I'm going to become that. In my flow, how I feel is what I'm actively changing myself to become. If you imagine that whenever you feel something, a certain amount of your neurons become that thing. They are filled with that thing. And you have a memory. So those neurons and that experience is now forever coded into you. And because you probably believe that you're more than just a physical body, that means that the thing you just felt is also perpetually, forever, encoded in your greater self, your soul, your higher self, your flow self, the greater you. The more often you feel things that you intend to feel, that feel good, the more this being, physical and non-physical, become this energy. It's sort of like, to contrast it, the more you feel lack and fear, good things never happen to me. I'm not lucky. I never have extra cash. I struggle for every dime. That is you. That becomes you. You then are that. And worse is when we start to point to things outside of ourselves. It's this that did it. It's that that did it. We have left all of our personal agency on the table. I want you to get back into that. I want you to feel your agency. No, this or that might be influences outside of me in the world, but I'm showing up into the world. I don't want to ever forget that. How do I want to be in this world? How do I want to affect the world? What do I carry around as me, as my being in the world? Am I a person who expects extra cash or a person who doesn't? Now, you might be furrowing your eyebrows and saying, well, Summer, we don't always get extra cash. Who says so? Why would you say that? Maybe you do get extra cash a lot more than you realize. Maybe it comes to you in many different forms. Remember, guys, the world is a place of exchange. Nothing stays or sits where it is forever unless it's the golden Fort Knox. Everything is moving. Everything is shifting. Some things shift very, very slowly. The gold in Fort Knox will probably stay there another few hundred years. Then it'll get moved. They'll get do away with the gold standard, or maybe they already did. I don't remember. Do you know what I'm referring to? How gold backs money, or it used to? I don't think it does anymore anyway. But that'll move slowly. Things that move quickly are you zipping around like a little atom in a molecule, flying around through your town, zipping through the city. Things that move quickly are relationships. Things that move quickly, you through time, a day, morning till night. Shifting, changing, changing, shifting, shifting, changing, changing. And what is going on during all that shifting and changing? Exchange, 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 exchange. So when you get caught in this trap of scarcity, what you're saying, or another word for scarcity, I never get extra wads of cash. I don't care. You could say it any way you want to say it, right? You getting that? What you're saying when you're trapped in scarcity is, there is no exchange, it's all outflow. Well, if it's all outflow, hey, you know, the universe likes balance. That means somebody else is getting all inflow. Do you know that person? Who are they? Point them out. For real. No. It's not all outflow. Tons of inflow. Inflow, outflow, inflow, outflow, inflow, outflow. It's all exchange. I give of my time, I get back appreciation. I give of my time, I get back income. I give of my time, I get back rest and health for my body. Right? You're always getting something back. Whenever you're giving something out, whatever you're doing is going to yield a little bit of a different reward. How cool is that? To think every moment you're getting some kind of reward. Right now, I'm just thinking as I'm recording right now for you. By the way, whenever I record for you, you're like really there in front of me. It's like I'm talking to a friend, and this friend is just kind of letting me monologue because they like me. That's how I'm thinking of you. But to get back, every time I do something, I'm getting something back. I'm getting a reward back. So as I'm talking with you right now, the reward that I'm getting is I feel like I know that some of you have been waiting for me to get my podcast more regular again. By the way, I'm back. I took a lot of time off in the middle of the summer. I slowed my life down, but I'm feeling like my reward is I can feel sighs of appreciation. I can feel a sense that some people are thinking, "Oh God, that's a good idea." Right? So I'm getting pleasure, like, "Oh yeah, somebody else is going to use this too." I'm getting reward back from doing this right now. Everything you do is an exchange. What are you getting back from all the things that you're doing? If you eat something, the reward, the exchange is my body now gets energy. You show up for work, the exchange, the reward is I get paid. If you are giving out the energy, the vibe, the flow, fueled up emotionally, energetically with, I am rewarded, I am seen, I am lucky. What do you think you get back? There is an exchange. I'm giving that feeling out. What do I get back? Probably something that's going to match. Because that's how most things work. I mean, think about it. Look at the people in your life right now. They kind of match you. The ones that you've chosen, at least. Family, they can be a different story. But the people that your chosen family, your good friends, right? The person that you love, they match you. You gave yourself to them and they give themselves back because they match. Almost everything in your life is matching you right now. And the things that aren't matching you are chafing. They're giving you a blister on the back of your heel. And they're doing that because they're saying, I don't match. fix me, right? And that's the thing that is not working for you right now. Whether it's that, you know, you don't like where you live, you got a bad landlord, it's chafing. It doesn't match you. Chances are, if it's not matching you, it's not going to stay. It's not going to last. It's going to move on. Your workplace, think about your last workplace. It stopped matching you, moved on. You see, things move on when they stop matching who you are and where you are in life, or you stop matching them, right? Maybe your workplace let you go. You no longer match them for some reason. So if we go ahead and we presume that everything we do is getting an exchange, every minute, every second, everything that we're doing in each minute or second is getting some energy of exchange going, why the heck can't we say, hey, I'm going to feel extra cash. I wonder what that little unit of exchange will yield me. I mean, my God, it'd be foolish not to try, right? The worst that can happen is you'd feel really intensely great for a few minutes. You would build some of that in your soul, in your energy field, in your neurons, in your memories, in you. Awesome. That's the worst that could happen. The best that could happen is you do all that and something pops up in your mailbox that says, congratulations, you won a trip to Hawaii. So that's what we're going for when we say extra cash. Now, the biggest thing of here is that you start practicing things like this and see where they go. You may be just absolutely sucked into this, as I was many years ago, when I started to realize that there was so much more I could get done in my life than just the physical stuff that I was attempting to do with my brain and my hands every day. Because that worked. It got me, you know, far enough. But it sure didn't get me all the way. It didn't get me all the biggest, beautiful prizes. That was something special. That was something extra. You guys know what I'm talking about. The biggest, beautiful prizes in your life wasn't just something your head and your hands made happen. There was something more. That is where we utilize flow. That is where we utilize us being the thing, feeling the thing, becoming the thing, participating in the exchange of the thing. So to go back, when I say I want you to feel like extra cash, that's what I want the universe to be hearing from you. Extra cash. I have plenty. Okay, I've done my talk about it. Let's go in and I want you to feel extra cash with me. So I'm going to give you some wild and crazy visuals. Like, I want you to open up your imagination. If you're not a visual person, no big deal. Feel it. Feel it, feel it. In fact, feel it more than anything. The visuals keep your brain interested, occupied. But really, it's the feelings that make the magic happen. And that is true across the board when you're flow dreaming. Feelings, feelings, feelings. Emotion, emotion. Language of the universe programs the universe, programs you. Feelings, feelings, feelings. So flow dreaming, again, is a sense of guided daydreaming. That's the imagination I'm going to give you. It is deep feelings, emotion, letting it out, just letting it enrich you. And finally, flow itself. Flow state is something that I will lead you into. You can get into it super easily. I'm not going to tell you how to do it right now. I will encourage you to go to my website, flowdreaming.com, and download the free kit. Totally explains how to do it, gives you a flow dream, an audio tutorial, a booklet to read. You'll pick up the technique in like 15 minutes. It's pretty cool. Just breeze through it. Start doing the practice, okay? So we're going to go ahead and close our eyes. Do not expect me to meditate here with you. If this is a meditation, it is a wildly different kind of meditation. It's filled with energy, movement, fast-paced. Whew. All right, ready? Okay, relax with me. Take all the tension out of your body. Sigh or yawn. Whatever you need to do to get yourself relaxed. Breathing deeply. Letting yourself go. letting yourself daydream. You're daydreaming right now. You're in a big room, a big bright room. Maybe the room has no ceiling. Maybe you can look up and you see the sun, or you see a beautiful forest canopy above you. Or maybe you hear the ocean outside and hear the shoreline and the seabirds. But this room that you're in, so bright, so airy, has wooden floorboards smooth against your bare feet. And right in the middle of this room is a pile of cash. Oh yes, it's cash. It's cash. It's the bills, the currency, piled up like a big pile of leaves that have fallen off the tree in the autumn. It's full. It's almost up to the ceiling. Huge, huge pile of cash. And you just want to wrap your arms around it. You want to lean back into it. You want to sink into it. And you feel the softness of it around you. It's cash. It's income. It's money. And what does it represent for you? What does this cash feel like? If you were the cash, if this big pile of money were you, how would you be feeling? You'd be feeling like, I have capacity. I have freedom. I have freedom. I have capacity. I have resources. I have something delightful. I have something that was not difficult to get. This was easy. This appeared. This was a reward that was overdue. This was looking for a good place to settle, and it found me. I am the cash. I have all of this in me. I have the capacity. I have the resources. I have all of this. All of this is me. I have it. It feels so good. What do I want to spend myself on? Oh, gosh, I get to spend myself on something. What will it be? What will I spend myself on? What will I give myself to? What will I take care of with all of these resources, all this capacity? Oh boy, it could be anything. A vacation or bills or retirement or buying something fun, paying off something, getting something I've needed for a while. Oh, there's so much I can do with this. So much I can do. I am the cash. I am the capacity. I am these resources, and I feel blessed. I feel gifted. I feel seen. I feel rewarded. It feels right. It feels absolutely 100% right for me to be this, for me to have this, for me to be holding this, for me to be spending this. It feels right. It feels so, so right. So overdue. I open my arms. I embrace it. I receive it. I accept it. The exchange is complete. The exchange is complete. I am rewarded. I have what I need. I have more than I need. This extra cash isn't just $5 or 10. No, I have so much more than I need. I have more than enough. Enough to play with, enough to spend, enough to take care of things, and then have left over. I have all that I need. Extra cash? You're part of my life now. Extra cash? You're in my life every day, every week, every month. Extra cash? I would be surprised if a day went by when I didn't have you. Extra cash? You and me, we're in alignment. Extra cash? You and I, we're together. We do great things together. You know why? Because oftentimes I just go right out and put you back into the world again. I spend you on something. I keep you moving. And then you come right back to me again. And then I put you right back into the world. And then you come right back to me. And I realized, yeah, there's an equilibrium to this. And there's no time ever that I say I don't have enough. I only get a teensy tiny bit. Why would I say that? There is so much of you flying and flinging around the world. Extra cash, you are moving by the billions, by the trillions every second circulating the world. I just want to tap in with my finger, touch that silky strand and say, come on, more here. I deserve it. I'll do good things with you. I'll return you back into the circulation of the world. Extra cash, I'm here. I'm open. I'm a big empty vessel. Fill me up. And what does extra cash like to do? It likes to find things that will hold it and hold it well. And hold it is what I do. Extra cash, you're mine. I feel you. I expect you. You're again, we're looking at this pile. You see this big pile? See all those bills? Take them. Stuff them into your pockets. You're wearing a big coat, a big dress. It's just an apron. Just stuff, stuff, stuff. The cash is just all around you. It's light as air. You walk with it. You breathe with it. You swirl with it. You dance with it. It's yours. It's always there. This pile is always there. Go back again and again. Partake of it. Fill my life. I fill my energy with it. I take it, and I bring it. Extra cash. Extra cash, I expect to see you tonight. I expect to see you tomorrow. I can't wait to see you this week. Come on. I know you're there. Oh, there you are. Yes, I embrace you, and I bring you in. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good. And I hold this feeling. This is what I am. This is what I expect. I look for you. I find you everywhere I look. I find you. I find more of you. You're there. You're there. You're there. You're not even just in one place. You're like all over the place in my life. Extra cash here, extra cash there. It's coming. And there we go. Here's some more of it. Oh, you're in a different form. Great. I'll take that. Yes, you're mine. And again, I hold that. Feeling it. Even now, as I open my eyes and return from flow. All right, you guys, you like that? I hope so. I also hope that I was able to take something as seemingly silly and materialistic as extra cash and give you a kind of bigger background grounding on it. What it is that it really means. What the flow of give and take, of reciprocity, the fact that you are giving every single moment, you are interacting with the world and something is coming back to you. What do you want it to be? What form do you need it to take? What would give you the most for you to work with? Bring these questions into your life. Bring them into play. Think about them. Get out of the default mode of just doing the regular stuff and getting the regular stuff back. That's why this is fun and kind of silly, but it still packs a punch. So I'd like you to pay attention this week. Pay attention. And see where life rewards you. See where you have more than you need. See where a surprising gift comes. See where you move from a sense of scarcity, I won't have enough, it's hard to get, etc., into a sense of, I have more than I need. It easily happens for me. Because that's really what today's episode was about. So before we go, my friends, just want to let you know, Me School is enrolling. It is wrapping up very, very soon. There's not much time left to get in. And if you want to, I would love to have you. We work intensively together for 9 weeks. It will be one of the best experiences of your life. We work not just with flow dreaming, but with all kinds of manifesting techniques, thinking, changing, moving you through all kinds of new energies. New ways of being, healing. It is gorgeous, intense, hugely up-leveling. My goal is to take 5 years of growth and condense them into 3 months. And it can be done. And I invite you to come do it with me. So go to my website, flowdreaming.com. Check out Me School. If you're listening to this, in hindsight, Me School only enrolls about once a year. So I invite you to check out one of my other more ongoing programs, such as Flow On or even private coaching with me. I do work with a very small number of people. But if you're one of those right people, oh my goodness, it will change your world. So that said, my love to you guys, and I will see you again for another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hey friends, a couple things to tell you about that I think you'll really enjoy. Flow Dreaming is a universe, actually. In other words, yes, there is a technique, but it's also an entire community of those of us who flow dream. And I have a lot to give you to get you started that's 100% free. So if you go to flowdreaming.com, the first thing you need to do is download my free kit that teaches you how to flow dream. It contains an audio of a flow dream that's been recorded called Positive Flow, just to get you right into flow state in under 15 minutes. It also includes a tutorial and a PDF guidebook. Now, if you're on your mobile device right now, you can also get it by just going to the App Store and downloading the Flow Dreaming app, and it will come preloaded with this wonderful kit for you to learn the process. The next thing I wanted to mention for you is that Me School is my active, gorgeous, beautiful community of flow dreamers. And we learn together, we share, and we grow into our manifestational, our co-creational, and mostly our own deep, immense inner power. We do this together in a mentorship type, school type format, but believe me, no tests, no quizzes. It's the best place you've ever been to. It calls itself a school. But it's really the place where you will completely transform yourself from inside out. So check that out too. Last of all, I hope I see you guys on Facebook or Instagram. Just look up Summer McStravick or Flow Dreaming and come say hi to me there. Until next time, my love to you all.